Don't stress, just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As I always am when I'm here, I'm Jeff, I'm your host. I'm joined by my man, the host with the mostest, Rock. Depends from BSS Carolinas.
I do have the mostest. I will say that Thanksgiving was not kind.
I actually got like food poisoning the next day and did ended up throwing up for like forever. It was terrible, man. Which sucks because like my mother-in-law makes these really big strombolis for the day after Thanksgiving. Ooh. Oh, man. I didn't get to eat any of them because I was sick. My stinking four-year-old son gave me his. But you know what's even funnier? I gave it to every person. All 18 people at that house ended up getting sick when they went home. So I got mine out of the way early. Except my wife. My wife never got sick. And she slept in the bed with me and my son, who were both like throwing up everywhere. This is great. I don't know how she does it.
Wow, dude. There you go. Pass it to somebody else.
That's right.
I hear you. Anyway.
But you're good. That was like a week ago.
Right. So anyway, welcome to... You know, Breakdown, Rule 3, whatever. You know, we're BSS Carolina's edition. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting. We put attitude in broadcasting. Periscopians, welcome to the show. This show, we'll preview. It's a sports show. We preview pretty much, review the weekend of sports. We look ahead a little bit to this week coming up. But you, as always, you can watch us on and listen to us on Periscope and watch us on Periscope every Thursday at 3 o'clock p.m. Watch me, Big Shot, and Mr. 315 due to BSS Carolinas. And sometimes this guy, who needs a nickname, we got to figure out what it's going to be.
I don't know yet, man.
We'll figure
out. I need a nickname, but I don't need one.
But as I was saying earlier, he's missed a couple weeks because I had to suspend him because he didn't dress up the right way.
Oh man, you know. I can't believe we're gonna talk about this.
Oh, well, you want to get out of the way, right?
Yeah, let's get out of the way. First rant of the day. Here it comes.
So, in case you didn't know, hiding under a rock yesterday, the Panthers got clobbered 47. Cameron Newton did not play the first series, which Derek Anderson threw a pick. Because
stupid Mike Tolbert.
Why is he throwing a pass to Mike Tolbert, first of all?
Why is Mike Tolbert on this team?
That's the second question. You know, going back to Cam Newton, he missed the first drive of the first series of the game because he didn't have a towel.
Getting on the bus.
See,
because
there was some confusion.
There were like people were saying, well, you know, they saw him in a tie later on. It was kind of weird. I mean, it's Cam. I get it. All right, you're a fashionista, dude. You wear stupid turtlenecks. Like, you're a grown man. Don't wear turtlenecks. Like, Danny Cannell learned that lesson. Don't wear turtlenecks.
Well, you know, Cam can pull it off. Danny Cannell should never. Cannell, hey, much shouts out to you. I like Danny Cannell.
Hey, Florida State boy.
Yeah.
He was at one point the ACC player of the year, man.
No, I love Danny, but, man, too. I'm telling you what. That don't wear a turtleneck. No. White guys can't wear a turtleneck.
No, guys can't wear turtlenecks. We can't,
you know, fashion tip of the day. White guys, stay away from turtlenecks.
True.
Anyway, going back to it, Cam, you know, what I'm going to say on it real fast is, you know, coaches have to do what they have to do. You know, if the coaches say, no, you have to wear a tie, guess what? Every player on that team's got to wear a tie. Unless you're like Jimmy Johnson was, I'm going to treat some players different than other players. I'm going to just tell you that honestly.
If that's your coaching style, that's fine.
If that's your coaching style, that's how you need to be. But if you're Coach Rivera and you have to keep that rule in place where if, you know, you say ties all the time because if you see Cam not wearing a tie and then somebody else sees it and they're like, oh, why is Cam not wearing a tie? That's going to be not trusting your coach anymore and his word.
Yep.
So the only thing, that's all I'm going to say on that, Cam Newton – came and apologized for doing it because he knows he messed up. This is stupid. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what he does off the field. I'm tired of hearing him pouting on the field. I'm just tired. I want to see the guy play football and be the face of the franchise of the league like he should be. I'm tired of it.
Here's the thing, man. You and I, we don't agree on a lot, but we agree on this. I've heard people ripping Ron today, talking bad about, oh, you can't do that at camp. No, you've got to control. You have to control your people, your guys. You're the leader. You're the coach. You set the rules. You follow them. Cam, you're a grown man now. All right, we're not children anymore. If your boss says, it's just like any other profession. If you go to work and you work in like an office and they say, hey, dress code is slacks and ties, you don't wear a slack and tie, you get written up. That's the way it works. You're older than that. You're a grown man. Do what you're supposed to do. You're the face of a franchise. I don't want to say he's the face of the league because he had one good year. Honestly, I'm to the point where with Cam, if there was a better option, I'd take it. Because I'm not impressed anymore. Last year was great. It was fun. Sure was it fun. I'm a big Carolina Panthers fan, and I had so much fun last year. Super Bowl 15-1. It was a blast. This year, in true Panther fashion, speaking of fashion, right down the crap hole, man. It's just so bad. I don't even understand where it's called. I don't even know where to go with this team. Tolbert, Ginn, Cam, I just don't get it. Like, it's like, okay, last year went to the Super Bowl, so this year what? You don't have to care? Like, stop making TV shows, man, and, like, work on football. You're not that good.
That's what I'm getting ready to go to with you. I was on a friend of another show that's at school, Crash and Burn. You know, I'll give you all a plug real fast on our show. And one of the guys on the show is – both of them are big Panthers fans, but one says Cam Newton is the face of the league because he was the MVP, which I totally disagree with.
Not close.
I think you need to win a championship to start to become the face of the league.
Or at least be like
and win
Manning.
MVP. Right.
And win like two or three. Or right. Consistently be good in the playoffs every year.
He said, no, if you win the MVP, you are the face of the league for that year. I'm like, no, it's entirely different. You have to be a Rodgers, Brady, Peyton, Manning before he left. And that's the problem with the ratings this year. Or actually, not too bad for the Cowboys. I mean, you know, anyway.
I mean, Cowboys rant. I'm not going to argue with you about the Cowboys. They're good.
But right now, you know, the ratings for their games are up. That's helping driving the ratings for TV back up, that and Oakland. But anyway, that's a side subject. But Cam, I was talking to him about it. I was like, it looks like no rapport with Cam and the receivers. It looks like there's nothing. There's no chemistry between these guys. You know, between Cam, Funches, Benjamin. Even Olsen sometimes. I mean, it's like, you know, like when you watch Brady, the receivers know where Brady's going to throw it because they work together in the offseason.
Not only that.
They work different times of the year together.
But when Brady's on the field, he commands it. He is the quote-unquote field general. Where I say you go, you go. And when I get the ball there, you catch it. That's the way it works with Tom Brady and Belichick. And I'm not even going to diss Rivera because I still think he's a good coach. I mean, he's a two-time coach of the year. But with Cam, it's kind of like, hey, I'm going to take this snap. I'm going to kind of do my own thing. I'm going to run around. And you know, I might throw you the ball. I might not. I'm going to throw it 10 feet over your head. He doesn't have good mechanics. He doesn't have good awareness. Last year was a complete anomaly. Honestly, I don't think he's that. Like, I'm to the point where I look at his body of work and I go, first year you were a rookie. Cool. That was fun. You lit it up, but we still sucked. Second year, still sucked. You were making progress. Third year, that was the year we went 12-4. That was cool. That was awesome. Fourth year, crap. Fifth year, Super Bowl. MVP. Sixth year, you win four games. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's him. I don't think he's that good. Look at the years that we've been good over the last 6 years. they're all against the crappiest divisions in football.
Well, and the league's been down the last couple of years. I mean, even this year is to a point. But, you know, at some point, when does he get it? I mean, because in the off season, and listen, one of the things that prohibits him is you don't get to spend so many hours with your players. You know, OTAs are so short now.
Yeah.
Preseason is short.
But every quarterback's dealing with that.
But most of these quarterbacks during the off season, you hear about them going to Duke and work. Peyton Manning used to do all the time, working with his receivers at Duke. You know, you hear about Tom Brady. He flies wherever. He flies them all together. But you don't hear this ever about Cam Newton and wide receivers.
He don't care.
Because
Cam's about Cam.
I don't see it, him doing it. Do you think he does spend time with receivers?
I don't think
because
so.
Because if you watch him play on the – you watch the game film, he's throwing bad passes constantly.
All the time.
There's no consistency with him throwing the passes.
Look at what Steve Smith has said about him. That he's just not – like he's pouty. Like, I'm still – like, people are like, oh, it's time to get over that. No, the one year that we were good when we were 15-1, there was nothing to pout about. Well, now we're back to pouting. Oh, it's not fun anymore. Oh, I'm not safe. Nobody's safe on a football field. Hey, you know who's not safe? The guy you overthrow by 5 yards and he gets slammed. That guy's not safe. Sorry. I mean, that's the truth. And it's not just but talking about this team, it's not just Cam. I'm a Florida State guy. Knowles. Got it on right now. Boom. Love my Knowles. Okay? Love all of our alum. Calvin Benjamin, bruh. Go find somebody to learn a route tree. Wear gloves. Do what you got to do, man, because you can't run a route. Ginn can't catch the football. He only catches like one every game. Of course, it's this stupid, crazy crap where, last night he...
45 yards.
Yeah. And in the 55. Last week, it was crazy, that crazy dive and catch. But other than that, you drop 90% of them. And poor Greg Olsen's just out there running around trying to do everything he absolutely can. And it's just like, we're not even – like, when's the last time Greg Olsen had a touchdown catch? Four or 5 weeks ago?
Yeah.
When's the last time he had, like, 80 receiving yards? 4 or 5 weeks ago?
It's been a while.
They don't throw it to him anymore.
I don't know the answer. I mean,
I don't either.
I told them on the. I hear Trent Dilfer. Was it Trent? Somebody said on one of the sports shows, Cam Newton will never win a Super Bowl.
I don't think he will.
Let me say this. Next year, I think they bounce back and have a better season than they did this year.
Sure, those corners will have another year in the system. They'll be a little older.
Luke, maybe he'll be back. We'll see.
We'll see what happens with that.
You know.
Maybe an offensive lineman could stay healthy.
Maybe you draft one. For 3 years now, they've needed an offensive tackle.
I'm going to tell you.
And not drafted one.
I'm going to tell you three of the first four picks in the first four rounds of the draft for the Panthers this year. First of all, it needs to be, if it looks like we're going to get like a top 5-6 pick, it needs to be either Leonard Fournette or Dalvin Cook, a running back to take over Jonathan Stewart. Second round needs to be a tackle. Don't worry. Gettleman's going to make sure that probably the second round is going to end up being some D tackle that we don't need. Third round, you get that offensive tackle who will probably fizzle out, not be good, like Darrell Williams. And then fourth round, I'm telling you, man, I think this is kind of like just me being a little biased. Got cut Mike Tolbert. Get his fat lard out of Carolina.
That bad contract.
And there is a guy, a senior at Florida State. His name is Stevenson. He is a true fullback.
But you have to play the eye.
You don't know. Because at Florida State, we don't just run a pro system. We also run the spread, too, because we have mobile quarterbacks. So we know how to do that. Also, he can catch. He can run. He can block. He can do everything. He is a true. I think if this guy coming out of Florida State fullback, he won't be a big name. But in two, three years, he'd be the best fullback in the league by far.
All right.
I'm telling you.
All right. One day
whoever gets that guy, get a good running back and let that follow that guy up the line. Like, ask Dalvin Cook. Get Dalvin Cook and him.
Together. There you go.
Yeah.
I think we need to go to the I formation too. That's yes. Thing. But
that's why we'll I'm ready see. To get rid of Cam. I just I'm to the point where I would want to trade Cam Newton for Cleveland's first overall pick and like Joe Thomas. And I'd really like Joe Hayden too, but I won't push my luck.
Yeah, don't push.
I'll take Joe Hayden and the first overall pick. You can have Cam Newton and wow. You can take Mike Tolbert too.
There you go. It's a lot of-
I'm telling you, man, like I don't want him anymore. Like I'd rather just go down to Crapper for a couple years and build up again. Build around Luke. Build, you know, I'd like to build around Luke. I'd like to, you know, Greg don't be surprised if Greg Olsen gets traded this year.
I wouldn't.
Because
he's older.
I think Gronk's on his way out of New England, and I think Greg Olsen will end up in New England.
Boy, that'd be scary.
And he will catch 1,100 yards and 15 touchdowns.
He might. That will extend his career another 6 years.
Especially if Martellus Bennett stays there.
Yeah.
He could play 5-6 more years and probably win 2 Super Bowls.
Well, there's your Carolina Panthers rant for Cam Newton. Let's go into heroes of the weekend. I promise Cam Newton will not be on the list.
I know that's right.
It's the Rule of Three Breakdown Edition, Heroes of the Weekend.
Myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
Alright, well there we go, walking on air.
That's right.
Alright, you got any Heroes of the Weekend?
Yeah, man, I'm probably going to steal this one from you, but... Probably. Eric Berry, man.
Damn it.
Ha ha, I knew you were going to do that one. That's why I stole it. Eric Berry, pick six, and a pick safety?
Pick two.
Pick two?
He had
it's like the like McDonald's you pick two yeah, or whatever? Yeah.
He had lotto this weekend.
I like that, though. And, dude, in front of his home crowd. Man, that guy, man. If you don't like Eric Berry, you're not human. Because he's the man. Battled lymphoma. Came back in his hometown, mama in the stands, got to pick six, went over, handed her the ball, and said, I'll be back. And then did it again. But, you know, on top of that, we'll get into this later, but
he
Matt Ryan, you idiot.
Eric Berry. I love watching the guy play. This is what NFL players should be like, all right? I know everybody's different, and they have their own swag and their style. I get it. I mean, Cam's got his brand, and he's more worried about that. But,
screw Cam, man.
You know, I just – Eric Berry's a great one. I love that one. Do you have any other ones?
Yeah, man, just pure statistics. Thomas Rawls, man, last night. Cool. I know it was the Panthers' defense, but geez Louise, man. I felt like every time he ran the ball, it was for like 12 yards. I mean, he just – touchdown. Touchdown. And dude just crazy. I mean, he was just killing it. And then he got
concussed.
Yeah.
So hopefully he's okay. And
Seattle needs him.
And one of my main leagues, I have him on the bench. That's great.
Mm. Well, I got
Matt Forte tonight going against Indy. I had to start him.
That makes sense.
You have any other ones? Is it?
Yeah, I had something else, but I lost it. I accidentally just erased it.
I'm going to go Larry Fitzgerald for passing Chris Carter and Marvin Harrison to move into third place all time in receptions.
Third place. Third Larry place, Fitzgerald, man.
Yeah. He'll never get first.
No. Unless he plays like five more
Jerry
years.
Jerry Rice, yeah. I don't think he could play five more years.
You don't think he could? I think he could.
New England.
But look at Steve Smith.
Yeah, but Smitty.
Smitty's a fireball.
Yeah, he's spark plug. And the other one I got is AJ Styles for retaining his title at TLC.
Yeah.
I got to give him a little love.
You know what? Screw you, AJ Styles. You're so stinking good at wrestling. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And people didn't really know how good he was until he came over this year. I told you.
I'd always heard, like, oh, you know, this guy, he's really good. I'm like, hey, you know, TNA. How good can you be in TNA? But, geez Louise, man. You're freaking ridiculously good at that.
Mm-hmm.
You're like the Tom Brady of WWE.
Tom Brady of WWE?
Sure.
All right. Well, there you go. There's our heroes from the weekend. Real fast, let's move into we're going to review week 13 a little bit. You talk about the Panthers and Seahawks. Seahawks just had 40-7. It was brutal.
Can I just do this real quick? I just want to can we just go through the games and I just want to get your just a quick thought.
Okay, that's what I was getting ready.
All right. So obviously, your Cowboys on Thursday night, 2-point win. Man, they played like crap, but they won.
They won. And for people that are yelling, because I love all my friends, Facebook friends that post your Cowboys, you know, paid the refs and everything else. We absolutely did. We paid the refs to miss a call that it was a tough call to see anyway.
Sure.
Because the guy's hand was in the way of, he couldn't see it. So, I mean, trust me, I wish they would. I don't care if they called it, but, you know, just because if they called it, that doesn't mean they would have got a 2-point conversion.
Nope.
I mean, it is Sam Bradford and the Vikings. They should have called it. It was a missed call. I'll agree. But sometimes when you got a good team, you got to have luck going your way. And right now, we have it. Dak only had 138 yards passing, one touchdown, but we scored when we needed to.
Yeah.
And Zeke still had almost 90 yards rushing. I mean, you know.
Yeah, Zeke Elliott.
Guy's a monster.
Screw you, so good at football.
That guy, man.
That's going to be my new thing.
And
just so you know. screw you, you're so stinking good at this game.
And then the defense did not play bad. I mean, we were playing the Vikings.
Give up 15 points. That's not bad.
No,
give up 5 field goals.
Barry Church was out. He came back finally this week against the Vikings. We're missing Mo Claiborne. We still don't have a defense end that can rush the passer, really, which we need. We finally got a turnover first time in 4 games. So that was, you know, it was a win. It's something the Giants couldn't do and many other teams couldn't do.
Panthers couldn't do it.
So
Panthers could only beat 4 teams.
For what Zach and Deke –
Dak and Zeke?
Dak and Zeke. There you go. I'm going to rename you. For what you guys are doing is amazing because y'all both rookies. And I just read a thing today that they're the 1 and 2 vote getters in the NFL for the Pro Bowl with over 600,000 votes.
That's crazy.
And rookies. To be rookies.
All right. So moving on.
Yeah, move on.
We got Chiefs go down to Hotlanta, beat the you know, we talked about it with Eric Berry. They won 29-28.
And Julio went out, I think.
Turf toe.
Sanu went out with an injury. But
came back and catch that touchdown.
Yep. The Falcons can score points, but the problem is Matt Ryan throws picks at the wrong times.
That's been consistent throughout his career. I mean, he's played well this year, but I'm not counting him out. But, I mean, we'll talk about this, you know, when we preview. Next week, Lions go down to New Orleans and win again. Man, Matt Stafford, jeez Louise, he's just so good this year. I love it. I'm loving the Lions this year. I'm happy for Matt Stafford. I think he's been underrated. I see everybody's like, oh, well, you know. No, now you just get to see how good he is. There's no, oh, well, it's just Calvin Johnson. No, it's Matthew Stafford.
No, it is, and Stafford's doing great. Golden Tate is playing great lately. He was struggling early in the season, but lately, man, yesterday had 7 catches, that big 55-yard reception he had for a touchdown. And the defense is playing – I mean, hold Drew Brees at
13
3
points.
Interceptions and 13 points, man. That's impressive. But that's the one team in the NFC I'm scared of in the playoffs, to be honest with you. And they owe us – because
a couple of
the pass interference.
Oh, yeah, no, that was, yeah.
Which was a bad call, I agree. But in the NFC, besides the Cowboys, they're the highest team right now.
Yeah. So, Patriots beat the Rams. We don't really need to talk about that.
No, they ain't talk. No, real fast. What in the world does Jeff Fisher get a 2-year contract extension for him and the general manager? You tell your greatest player of all time in NFL history for your team that he can't come on the sidelines, which a Hall of Famer gets 4 tickets to any game he wants to go to at any time.
I did not know
all you got to do, Chris Carter and tweet out Mike Greenberg. If you're a Hall of Fame football player, you got to give 2 weeks notice. You can go any game you want to at any time.
No, that's super cool. I wish I would have loved to be an NFL Hall of Famer just for that.
Dickerson, if he wanted to go whenever, I mean, all he's got to do is say, hey, I want to go to the game.
Eric Dickerson, you can come to a Carolina Panthers game. Yeah, and
You get field passes.
That's so cool.
And, you know, so come on, Jeff Fisher, you idiot. You stupid idiot. All right, anyway.
Broncos win 20-10 over the Jags. Not surprising. Jags suck this year. Gus Bradley's going to get fired for sure.
Boy, really screwed that one.
Yeah, me too, brother. Yeah, they were going to win the NFC. I'm telling you, they're going to win the AFC South.
I saw them win the AFC.
I said they were going to win a playoff game. I thought they were going to win the AFC South and win a playoff game. So they won two. They did win two games. It just wasn't a playoff game. Too. Yeah, they're terrible. They might want to move on from Blake Bortles. Would you move on from Blake Bortles?
No, not yet. I'd give him another year, but they need a person to quarterback coach the guy.
Yeah, they just need a new coach.
Maybe
they need Ron Rivera. Make them all wear ties. That might help.
They need to. You watch their games and they look lost on offense.
Yeah.
You know,
and they have talent.
So
much talent.
Loads of talent. And
Yeldon, Ivory,
Robinson and
Hearns.
Yeah.
And they've even got
Julius Thomas.
They've got Rashard Green. He's a good slot guy. And they have Marquise Lee. He's a good slot. I mean, they have Julius Thomas. They have a good offensive line.
Mercedes Lewis is still there. They got talent at the key positions.
And then on defense, they signed a bunch of people. They have it. They need a new coach. Packers get back to 500 with a win over the Texans, 21-13. In the snow. A screw you, Jordy Nelson, for screwing my fantasy team up this week. That's all I've got to say about it. I just don't think the Packers are that good. Texans aren't that great either.
Osweiler is – he had a decent game, but the Packers, listen, I'm telling you, they are a dangerous team on offense still. They could win a playoff game. I don't think they will. If Rodgers – he's playing really good. I mean, he has this year. He's not playing Aaron Rodgers good, but he's playing good. And the Packers, I mean, at home, if they get – they're not catching the Lions, so
no.
I don't see it happening.
Just quick note on that game, though. Lamar Miller did leave in the first quarter with a rib injury. Not sure if he's going to play next week either. This, for me, was honestly the surprise of the week. The Bengals blow out the Eagles, 32-14. What about that Eagles defense that's supposed to be so good?
I was looking at the stat yesterday. They were 3-1 at home, and they're allowing like 15 points a game on the road.
They are 1-6
on the road. So they're a horrible road team. And now you got Peterson and Rents going back and forth, where Peterson says, my quarterback doesn't have – good mechanics, and then Wentz is saying, well, when you throw the ball 60 times a game,
you lose your mechanics.
I'm gonna lose some passes, so you know, I'm gonna miss some. But he's a rookie 60 times a game?
That's crazy.
You're making Wentz throw that much? That's ridiculous. He didn't throw that much he's never thrown that much.
He probably didn't throw 60 passes in 3 games at North Dakota State.
No, you need this. The reason it's working for Dak in Dallas is he has a good offense line, first of all. But second, he doesn't have to throw the ball that much. He threw the ball against the Vikings 18 times.
Yeah.
That's all he needed to.
Other surprise, the Ravens demolished the Dolphins.
I picked the Dolphins to win,
yeah,
and I regret it.
38-6, and those six
Flacco, 4 touchdowns.
Dennis Pitta, 9 catches, 90 yards, 2 touchdowns. And they held Jai to 61 yards. Ugh, rough day.
I thought the Dolphins could make a playoff run after watching them yesterday. No.
So did I. Oh, I still think they have a chance. I still think they have a chance to make the play. Well,
even if they make the playoffs.
In the AFC?
They won't make playoffs.
Yeah, no, because that's going to all AFC West teams.
Well, no, I don't think Denver makes it.
We'll see.
I don't think Denver makes it.
We'll
see.
I'd have to look at the rest of their schedule. The Niners and the Bears played a football game yesterday. That's cool.
And if you were there, I'm sorry. And
hey,
benched.
If you had Jordan Howard.
Which I did.
117 yards, 3 touchdowns. Crazy. Mm-hmm. That's fantasy gold right there. Yeah, Kaepernick got benched. I really don't care. I don't care. Raiders.
They came back
once again.
29-0 run.
38-24 over the Buffalo Bills. They are now 10-2. Mm-hmm. They're my pick to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC right now. Between them and the Chiefs, I can't wait for that game on Thursday night.
That's going to be a great game coming up this week. Raiders at Chiefs. I still got Chiefs going, you know, to win this division, so we'll see. But Oakland, man, if they get Alton Smith back this year on defense, they could be scary. Yeah. And they need to get David Emerson back. But you got to stop falling behind these guys.
Yeah, you can't do that in the playoffs.
And they have allowed the least amount of sacks in the NFL this year.
Really?
Yeah.
They have a great offense. They have a good offensive line,
the
too.
The Cowboys and the Raiders.
It has kind of taken that whole, like, oh, we're the best. But, man, the Raiders' offensive line is just as good. Well, I won't say just as good, but they're really close. Steelers beat the Giants 24-14.
Listen, that Giants defense is not – they've got a very good defensive line, but the secondary, Janoris Jenkins, is horrible. And they overpaid him. He gets burnt.
Olivier Vernon, though.
No, Vernon is a monster. He's a stud. I like him a lot. He's got five straight sacks in five games. He's got five sack a game. But the Giants, they have no running game, man. And no. You only score 14 against the Steelers. Come on.
They have a terrible, 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 terrible defense.
Eli in regular season play.
This, for me, was a heartbreaker. Cardinals beat the Redskins 31-23.
Why is that heartbreaker?
Because, you know what? I'm a big fan of Kirk Cousins. I love Jameson Crowder. I like Kirk Cousins a lot. I liked him in college. I like him now. I want to see him succeed.
All right, Mike Shanahan.
Hey, look, Mike Shanahan is a smart man. He won a Super Bowl, didn't he?
You know who else won a Super Bowl? John Gruden.
Ah, John Gruden.
You know who else won a Super Bowl?
Brian Billick.
Yep. That was good. As a matter of fact, that's the name I was searching for. I was trying to remember the last name.
Billick.
Brian Billick won a Super Bowl. Jim Caldwell's won a Super Bowl.
Hey, Jim Caldwell's not a bad coach.
He's all right.
He's all right.
Yeah.
So, the Bucs get to 7-5 and now are tied with the Atlanta Falcons
in the
NFC
South. I think
they win the South. Me too. Because guess what? Atlanta, you're going to fall apart like you always do. And then, of course, we already talked about the Seahawks playing the North Mecklenburg High School football team.
The North Mech Panthers.
That's right.
All right. Yes, we did. It was a good week in football.
If you look at some of the games, man, obviously the Chiefs and the Falcons stick out. The Packers and Texans was fun because it was in the snow. Redskins Cardinals was actually a pretty decent game, especially because they came back. The Bucks was good. And that Thursday night game was okay. It was sloppy play, but if you're a Cowboys fan, it was a good week.
Listen, a win's a win.
Yep.
We had three turnovers and we still won the game.
So. Oh, we got Colts Jets going tonight.
Colts and Jets.
Probably Jets.
If you're Colts, I got winning. If you're watching TV tonight, don't watch the game. I would turn it to Monday Night Raw or something else tonight because this is a Monday night game. You probably don't watch.
I'm gonna play Madden.
Yeah, that's even better.
Probably what
play
I'm
Madden.
Do.
See who you can get for a trade. You know, just work those deals out. Next week, week 14 in NFL, Chargers at Panthers. Who wins? I'll get your prediction.
Chargers? Why not?
Okay.
I want the Panthers
to
lose.
The next question, should you sit the guys that are in concussion protocol, injured? Just sit
all of them. I want to lose,
for Kurt Coleman, shouldn't be playing because he's concussed. Michael Orr won't be back as a Panther anyway, so he's out. But
Keekly sit out the rest of
Keekly,
the year.
Yeah, that was the other thing. Keekly shouldn't play all, right?
No, I think he should be done.
Okay. I agree with you on that. I think you don't rush him back. I mean, if you ain't making playoffs, don't rush him back at all. Even if you were, I don't think you would. Some other games real fast going on this week. Cowboys at Giants on Sunday night football.
Oh, hey, you skipped the Thursday night game.
Oh, Oakland.
That's the best. I think that's the best game of the week.
It's one of the good ones.
We'll see. Oh, well, Cowboys Giants. Of course,
it's Sunday night, dude. Thursday night. Except when the Cowboys. By the way, the Cowboys and Vikings was the most watched Thursday night game ever. 22.5 million people. This Thursday night, though, Oakland at Kansas City might break that. Who you got winning?
Raiders or Chiefs? Look, man, here's my thing. So last year, I really banked on the Chiefs beating the Broncos in a big-time game on a Sunday night or a Thursday night. And I just swore up and down that they would win, and they lost. So I'm an idiot, and I'm going to do that again. Chiefs are going to beat them. Chiefs over to Raiders. Right. Book it.
I will probably go with Chiefs, but I'll tell you for sure on Thursday. A couple other games that's interesting this year. Redskins at Eagles. Broncos at Titans is a big game. And the Texans at the Colts. This could be for the AFC South. Let me see. You also got the Steelers at Bills. The Bills want to make a playoff run. They have to do it. The Bengals are at the Browns, and RG3 is starting this week.
Browns are going to win.
You think they get first win?
They're going to win.
All right. I think they probably will get their first win. And then you got the Jets at the 49ers. You probably won't change your channel if you're watching that game. The Falcons are at the Rams. That might be a close one. Seahawks at Packers. That's going to be a big game. Saints at Bucks. Cowboys at Giants and the
Saints
Ravens.
Saints and Bucks is a big one, man, because yep. Bucks need to win that game.
Yep.
Because I'm pretty sure the Falcons are going to beat the Rams.
They should. Cowboys at Giants, of course, Sunday night. Monday night, Ravens at Patriots. Monday night game next Monday.
All right, I'm going to scroll. I'm going to run through this real fast. Ready?
Yep.
All right. Cowboys over the Giants. Steelers over the Bills. Broncos over the Titans. Although, random thing here, Tennessee's favored by 1.5 points in Vegas. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
Redskins over the Eagles. Give me the Dolphins over the Cardinals. The Bengals. No, give me the Browns over the Bengals. The Lions over the Bears. Colts over the Texans. Vikings over the Jags. Jets over the Niners. Bucks over the Saints. Falcons over the Rams. And give me the Packers to upset the Seahawks.
All right. Well, there you go.
And Patriots. No. Yeah. Actually, give me the Ravens.
You going Ravens?
Because the Ravens always seem to be – they're like the only team that can go into Foxborough and can beat the Patriots.
They play them tough. There's your picks from Jeffrey. He made his picks for the week. Listen to BSS Carolinas on Thursday and you can find out my picks. Let's go into breakdown, true or false.
True or false?
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
True or false? I can't not do that.
I know. Sorry. You have to, man. Chiefs are the best team in the AFC right now.
Find out Thursday.
That's not the answer.
Dang.
It's true or false?
False, but close.
True.
Really?
Who's better?
Raiders.
I can't go to Kansas City. They find a way to win. They score any way possible. Yesterday, they score on a fake punt.
That's true.
And listen, Noodle Arms.
I love the Chiefs, though.
And Noodle Arms a winner. What? It's not hate.
You know arms. I hate when you call that man
what?
That.
He is.
He is a winner.
Winner. He's not been a winner always, but he's been winning when Kansas City.
He's always basically been a over 500 quarterback.
No, he wasn't. You remember San Francisco, the first 7 years of his career?
The first, like, three? Okay, I'll get
no,
it to
first
you.
Seven. Because he had, like, six different offensive coordinators in 7 years.
Oh, yeah. My man just had to switch his entire, you know, offensive scheme every single year. Arms get tired after figuring out new systems. Next question.
Next question. All right, let's go to the next one. The next question, Brandon Cooks will be traded from the Saints this offseason.
Yes,
he's true. Already been asking.
Yeah, true. He's gone.
Oh, you think he's done?
Yeah. No, not gone, like, out of the NFL. He's going to get traded. He'll be out of there for sure.
I'll say true because they don't really stick to a number one receiver. It's more of a spread.
Marcus Colston and, was their best receiver for like 3 years.
Right. And now Michael Thomas has stepped up. He's one of the best ones they got. Derek Carr win the MVP in the NFL.
No, I think it's going to go to one of them boys down in Dallas. I really do.
You do?
Unless I think they...
MVP?
Yes. I don't think Dak Prescott will win MVP, and I think they'll give Zeke Elliott Rookie of the Year. Or other way around. Zeke will win MVP. Dak will win Rookie of the Year. Or maybe you just make them co-MVPs. Can we do that?
You could. You could do that.
I'd like to see that. But I think maybe those two will vote kind of cancel each other out in some votes, and I think Derek Carr may actually end up winning it.
I think he's
good, though.
That's the reason I think Derek Carr will win it.
True.
So I'm going to say true, yes. Quarterback class of 2004 is better than 1983 quarterback class. That quarterback class in 84, was Jim Kelly, Dan Marino, John Elway. It had all the Hall of Famers in it. 2004, Eli Manning, Phillip Rivers, Big Ben was in this draft class.
That's a dumb question. False? How many MVPs and Super Bowls you got in that 84? I thought it was 88. Is it 84? I don't know.
No, it's 83. Excuse me, 83. Okay. Sorry. 83. Now, I will say, here's some bad ones. You had G.P. Losman was in that draft class. Matt Schaub. Luke McCown.
Hey, Luke McCown's still getting it in this league.
Jim Sorgi from Wisconsin. Oof. Jeff Smoker from Michigan State. John Navarri from Michigan. Matt Mock from LSU. I think that's the last good quarterback they had. Bradley Van Pelt, Colorado State. They had some dangerous picks back then. No, dude, I don't know. It's close.
No.
Because, listen, these three quarterbacks, Eli, Phillip, and Ben, have Super Bowls, and they're all part of the 30,000-yard club.
Different game. Different game.
I'll say false, but it's not as far away as you
Elway
think.
Elway and Marino, and then Kelly. Kelly went to 4 Super Bowls.
Well, Phillip hasn't got there yet, but he is just as good as the
other guys.
You know
what? If you asked me if I had to choose between the three of them, I would choose Phillip Rivers as the best.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I love NC State alum. Eric Berry is the best defensive safety since Ed Reed.
True.
True. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say
Eric Weddle was really good for a long time.
I'm going to say true. Because, I mean, Weddle was good, but not like Eric Berry is, man.
Eric Berry changed the game.
Yeah. And he was out with cancer and came back.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it really comes down to. It's a lot of emotional with him, too.
Yeah. But those two safeties are two of the best safeties I've ever seen. Anyway.
All right, that is going to do it for this episode of the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Rocky, of course. Stick around. We got another show coming up. College football talk. A lot of college football talk. There's somebody in this room that disagrees that Penn State should be in the Final Four. And it's the truth. Catch us anywhere.
Good day.